Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about her work with the San Juan County Partnership, Patience Williams is back here in the studio with me. What a treat to talk with me about her work. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I am well. Thank you.
Good, good.
Good to see you. Good to have you here in person.
Good to see you in person.
Right.
You don't have two of me today?
Just one of you this morning on the camera, which is good.
Right?
Last time you were with me, we had a little technical double take or something.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hey, no. It's okay.
You know, two of me is a lot to take.
No, not at all. Not at all. But anyway, it's a busy time for you because things are starting to ramp up for growers markets and food hub, and we'll talk about all those things this morning, right?
Yes, we have a lot. The end of school activities, all of the food hub definitely ramping up there,
right.
And then all of the farmers markets around San Juan County
are
getting ready to start. And, you know, I just got a phone call from Bonnie about planting at the Growing Forward farm. So we're about
Bonnie Hopkins,
MSU Extension agent, all hands on deck to start planting next week. So
very cool. Yeah. And so again, this year we're going to be lucky that I think we have growers markets in almost every community.
Yes.
On almost every day of the week.
Yes, we do. And I have the list. And you can also go to the New Mexico Farmers Market Association webpage, and they have a map there that you can
click on and look and see.
And they also have a legend over to the side where you can just go alphabetical. But we do. We have Aztec, and so I'm going to read my notes.
Yep, look at your notes.
Aztec starts July 6th through October 26th. And depending on freeze,
right?
That obviously
the end always depends on the weather.
The end always depends on the freeze. And they are Wednesday from 4:30 to 7.
Aztec.
Every Wednesday, yep.
Okay.
Bloomfield, July 22nd through October 17th. And they are Thursdays, 4 to 6.
Okay.
Farmington, June 18th through October 29th. So that's coming up.
Right.
In a few weeks.
Just a few.
Yes, absolutely. And they are Saturday, 8 to 12, and then Tuesday afternoons from 4:30 to 7. They're at the museum.
Right.
Kirtland, they open July 4th. So it's a great day to celebrate.
Right.
Good, fresh food through September 26th. And they are Mondays, 5 to 7.
Okay.
Shiprock is July 30th through October 29th. And they are Saturdays, 8 to 12, and then Monday and Wednesday, 12 to 6. So, but we also don't want to forget some of our local growers that have their own farm stands. We have Elders, Garden and Greenhouse, and also Townsend Farms. And so you guys just go on that New Mexico Farmers Marketing Association. They have all of them. They have Elders, their hours, address, contact person, everything.
Good to know.
So, and that's coming up, and we always, when we talk about farmers markets, we want to remind everyone who is eligible for SNAP benefits, the EBT cards, about the Double Up Food Bucks. Use it. That is such an amazing program that I don't think enough people know about. And you swipe your EBT card at the customer service desk there, the tent. Information tent, actually.
And all these growers markets will be eligible this year?
So we have, I know for sure, Aztec, Farmington, Kirtland, Shiprock, and Bloomfield. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
So we'll have a
flyer around.
I know
they're working on it if they're not already, right?
Right,
but
right.
The bigger ones are on board.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And you go to the information tent and you swipe your EBT card for, say, $20, and you get $20 in SNAP tokens, and then you get another $20 in fresh fruits and vegetable tokens. And you can use that on any fresh fruit and vegetable there at the market.
So you just doubled your money basically for shopping at the growers market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you can't do that at a grocery store. You know, this is supporting our local farmers.
Right.
All that goes right back into our community and a help to you. And you know, with the farmers markets, we're not just doing fresh fruits and vegetables. You can purchase tomato plants at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
A lot of the farmers markets have vegetable and fruit bearing plants available for purchase, and you can buy that with your SNAP dollars.
Okay.
So that is
start your own little garden,
And the tomatoes, grow your tomatoes in a pot on your back step.
People get so excited about having a ripened tomato and watching it step by step, right? And they feel such a sense of accomplishment when they get that tomato to pick off the vine, right?
Add a cucumber and some basil. You got the best crazy salad on the planet.
That's right.
It's my favorite thing for summer. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Harvested all right there.
There you are.
So that, and they also have meat. We have local meat producers.
Right. That's right.
That sell at the farmers markets. And so there's everything. You can get everything there. And so definitely start marking your calendars. Go on to the Farmers Market Association. Get more information about it and start coming out and join everybody because we have one every day except Sunday, right?
I think so.
Every day except Sunday.
There you go. Throughout the county. So you can check them out. And I know a lot of people, I think most people when they go for the first time are surprised at the variety of things that are at the growers markets when they go out there and start shopping around and really looking at what's available.
Correct. And you know, there's always at the information booth, there's always different things. We've got recipes put out there. Sometimes we have the bags you can fill, which I do often.
Right.
You know, you can give yourself a budget. The one thing about the budget with the farmers markets is you can also go swipe your debit card and get tokens.
Right.
So bringing the cash can help you stick to your budget.
True.
But not always.
Right.
So that is convenient that you can swipe your debit card there and get the market tokens, which are good at all the farmers markets.
All of them?
Yes.
Okay.
So they go back and forth. If you buy them in Farmington, you can use them in Aztec. So just remember that they're not just specific to that farmers market.
Okay.
In San Juan County.
Right.
You're not going to be able to, I don't think.
Probably not anywhere else.
Right.
Outside the area.
Can't go
but
Santa Fe.
That's
so,
okay.
But, you know, and then also remember the first June, there's not a lot of produce.
But right, we're kind of ramping up, right?
We're starting to ramp up for early greens, plants, things like that. But there's a lot of people kind of go in expecting all the tomatoes and all the everything and the first market in June. And sometimes we get some reviews or a little disappointed that they didn't have that full grocery store
experience,
vegetable available there, but just remember that this is local growing season and we're not going to have everything the first couple weeks, but you can get a great variety of plants, flowers, early greens, everything like that, and just get to know your farmers. You know, it's not as busy, and so you can go up and talk
to
your local farmers and get that relationship going. So
very, very true.
Yeah.
And the taste, you always tell me, is much better.
So much better.
And the texture and all those things, right, that we enjoy about our food is so much better when you buy it fresh and right from the field almost, right?
Absolutely.
It hasn't really been shipped halfway across the country for a week or so.
No, and most of our local growers, they either stay up all night harvesting or they harvest that morning.
Yeah.
And so that's literally from
within hours.
Yes, within hours. And, you know, a lot of people, we do always get that. But the farmers markets are more expensive. They're not. When you look at what you don't throw away in waste.
Yeah.
When you buy from the grocery store that's traveled hundreds of miles, thousands of miles, you only have a few days left on its life to eat it. Where from our farmers markets, you last longer. You're not throwing it away. You know, you're not giving it to your chickens or the compost.
Right.
So you're able to eat it.
Good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Absolutely.
Well, that's starting in, just a little over a month away from now, basically, right? So we'll have that to look forward to. And, of course, it looks like a good growing season.
Hopefully, yes.
Here in the county. I mean, we're always concerned about water, of course.
Yep.
But, you know, I think our freezes are mostly done and, you know, we can kind of not hold our breath anymore about the cold weather overnight, at least.
Exactly. So I think we're in the clear for that.
Okay.
Fruit trees are looking good, and we have some blossoms still going. So hopefully that will be good omen for the rest of the growing season.
Right. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
But great, and again, great to see the growers markets expanding into some of the smaller communities in San Juan County as well. And so now, you know, if you live on the east side or the west side, you're pretty close. You should be somewhat close to a grower's market. I know we have a big county the size of Connecticut, but you can still get to one if you plan your trips correctly.
Yeah, and you can. And you can bounce around. You know, we have Shiprock and Kirtland, and we also have the downtown. I don't want to forget the downtown Makers Market on Thursday.
Those are on
nights.
Thursdays. I was going to ask you about that too, right? They still do a little something, don't they?
They do, and they have a lot of artisans coming. there. So
that's in Farmington, and it's usually downtown there at Main and Orchard.
Correct.
And so they have some growers there, as well as some arts and crafts and some other things.
Right, yeah, shelf-stable honey, jellies, things like that. So it's more of an artisan market. So
That's starting up soon, too.
It is. I do not have the start date. I know. I'm like, I wasn't prepared for that one.
We'll hear about it.
We'll hear about it.
I believe it's in June,
but
I'll try to do some research.
So someone message us, and we'll get it.
We'll add it to the show. That's true. Very true. Very exciting. The other thing, of course, is the Food Hub you work with. Of course, here at San Juan College, we work with the Food Hub. We love the Food Hub. It's been a great, just a great example of multiple agencies and entities working together to make it happen and applying for money and getting money and being surprised to get all this money to make this happen. I mean, just one success after another, I think.
It has.
You look back on it.
It is. And, you know, we did the grand opening last year, and you know, in so many of the speeches, it's with the support from our community.
Yeah.
County, city, officials, leaders, citizens, just community members, everything. With that support, literally the sky's the limit. We can do anything.
Right.
And, you know, putting this food hub together within a few years of the thought is proof to that.
Right.
And now it's going strong. I work with New Mexico NM Grown Farm to Table, and we were on earlier this month with Barb Tedrow with the Farm to Preschool program. And we're going to be utilizing the Food Hub for that. It just helps take the schools and institutions, anyone who's educators out there, administration, anything, food service directors, you know, it's very difficult to try to reach out to 20 or 30 different farmers or growers with your already crazy busy life.
Right.
And so
to get the capacity, the amount of food that you need for the large amount of meals you're making or whatever it is you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not just one farmer, 10 pounds of tomatoes.
Yeah.
You need, you know, 1,000 pounds of tomatoes.
Right.
So it's like
you
do that. And with the Food Hub, we've been able to aggregate that and then get it to these institutions, and the institutions that we've had pilot programs in through the NM Grown in San Juan County because of the support of the entire everything in San Juan County has been the farm to school, farm to senior center, and now farm to early childhood development centers. And so it's the whole gambit of the most important people in our community, which is our little ones and our elders. So it's great, and we do have it opening up. You can still sign on. So everybody go to the San Juan College Harvest Food Hub. It's on the San Juan College.
Part of our website,
sanjuancollege.edu.
And
you can still sign up for the Farm Box, which is a great program.
Right.
It's like a subscription box of fruits and vegetables, so of all your local farmers, and which is amazing. It does not say. So the hours are still Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 6:30, and Saturdays, 11 to 3. They're not quite open yet. So the online ordering is going to start June 6th.
Okay.
So they'll be able to start that. They'll be getting everybody, all the growers, aggregated within there and be able to put on their list. If you go to this website, you can actually go on what they have in stock there. And also, you can meet the farmers and growers of everything there. It goes on. It has a list of everyone who supplies the Food Hub with the food.
Okay. So, good to know.
Yeah.
There you are. Absolutely. And in addition to the fruits and vegetables, too, again, there's, I think I noticed plants and flowers and other things that the Food Hub was offering as well when they were in season,
Yes. Honey, lavender on the San Juans. Lavender products. Chips. Salsa.
Right.
We have Zia.
Yeah.
Korea from Durango. Amazing. There are many different things. And I know we, as a whole, try to really support the arts here in San Juan County. And there's artwork there and all different things. If you can go down to 301, what is it? I have it memorized. 301 or 310 West Animas Street, once they do open, and take a look around. It's beautiful.
Right.
And they've done such an amazing job.
It's been fun to see it kind of come to fruition after all the planning and things like that, and to see the other things that are kind of spinning off from the Food Hub as and helping. It's just an update on the Thursday Makers Market, downtown Farmington. The first one is actually June 3rd.
Oh,
soon.
So coming up really, really soon.
Yeah. So
okay, so everyone get downtown Thursday night, June 3rd.
There you go.
So
that'll be the first one of the season. So
nice.
That is exciting to know.
My notes.
You're gonna write it down.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you are. I know there's been some talk about the commercial kitchen at the Food Hub, and that is still coming on
in the works.
Up to speed, right? Or planning on it?
It is still coming up to works. I don't know the details. You know, we had Aaron, our beautiful Aaron Havens, left us.
Right.
I'm trying to make her feel a little bit guilty.
I think we should.
We should a little bit.
Because we miss Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
I miss her so much.
But we're excited for her new opportunity.
Absolutely.
So there's that too.
And being able to go home. And so Wes Matlock is the new Food Hub director there, and we're excited. He had been working on the Farmer Network, New Farmer Network program through NMSU.
I think he was on this program once before.
Absolutely, with Bonnie.
Yep. And talking about what that is all about, the idea to get maybe folks who own land but don't farm the land to connect them with people that want to farm land and then get them to maybe lease or rent that farmland for these farmers to be able to make it more productive and get it back into producing whatever the case may be.
Correct.
Is that kind of a brief synopsis of what we're talking about?
Okay. Yes, perfect. And then utilizing the Growing Forward Farm, we're actually bringing in these farmers that if they weren't able to connect with land to have a plot there at the Growing Forward Farm to start and take the classes, get a business plan, you know, everything going there. And so
he's already familiar with some of the farmers in the area for moving into this new position now at the Food Hub.
Correct. And that's, you know, we had his farewell and it just seemed very, I don't know, great evolutionary thing. You know, he went from with the farmers at the beginning of their farming and now he's at the Food Hub. So it's that great
kind of following the progress, right?
Right. Following the progress. Things. Now he gets to help them sell and supply our community with it. So I thought it was really great, and we're so, so happy to have him.
Very good. So, well, good luck to him.
Yes.
His summer's going to get busy.
Yes.
I think, right?
I think everyone's summer. We are definitely in the ramping up, you know, finishing off, like I said, finishing off school. We just had a wonderful program that we were able to finish.
Right.
And wrap up that I talked about a couple months ago, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Remind us about that.
Yes. The Eat Smart to Play Hard program.
That's right.
Which was developed out of Albuquerque, and it's normally a six-week program, and it is giving students knowledge, skills, excitement to healthy opportunities for eating and also physical activity, because we want to bring those both, you know, cut our screen time, drink more water, be more active. And I know with COVID, when we were locked down, it's hard to be active, you know, in that time. We saw one side, we had a lot of people going out and enjoying outdoors.
Sure.
And then on the other side, though, we had
Staying in. Video games.
Right,
whatever,
right.
Screens.
And so trying to, you know, change some of those habits that were formed and increase that excitement over it. Mesa Elementary in Shiprock, fantastic staff there. I want to give a shout out to Kendra Paul, who is our champion.
Right,
there.
Okay.
She's the PE coach. And she helped get it into the school and then ran it because we obviously were not able to get into the school with her to do that support. So we did online meetings and everything else. But she is our rock star and was able to get the program through the school and finished. A lot of kids took pictures of what they did, what they ate. They were given a playbook where they documented and kept up with that. And we finished it off with being able to visit the school and do like an abbreviated field day, called it Fun Day. And instead of a cakewalk, we did a fruit and vegetable walk. And so I got to speed check the kids.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I did.
All right.
With a radar detector.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Not a radar detector, the radar gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really speed checking them. Oh, yeah.
Legit.
Okay.
From
yes.
the police department.
Wow.
So it was great. And they were super excited, you know, who could run fast enough to do that. But they were all coming up after the fruit and vegetable walk with pineapples and mangoes and kiwis and all this different food instead of cakes and cupcakes and everything else. And then the water bottles, they have the infusion tube.
Right.
You can shove it full of fruit and stick it in there. And so it was a great day. And it was really fun and hopefully gives them a little bit of incentive to take it home
with
their families and keep that going throughout the summer.
Sure. So, some new healthy habits maybe.
Right. And then next year we're going to start it in the fall and then carry it through the whole year.
Okay.
So Very exciting.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that program.
Thank you.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
And you know, as we sit here and talk about all these exciting things that are going on with the farmers and the food hub and the things like that, I mean, we're really building another economic infrastructure here, aren't we?
Yes.
You know, with a lot of partners and a lot of other folks, but isn't that kind of what we're trying to do?
Absolutely.
And we, I mean, the community?
The community as a whole, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at Farming
Town.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Right.
We were the agricultural hub.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. And we're really wanting to get back to that, where agriculture, farming, ranching, everything is a viable form of income for families. You know, the average age of our farmer is not young.
Right.
Not young, 60s
right.
to 70s. And a lot of their children, it's very hard for them because they have their families and they've watched their parents have to work two full-time jobs. Their one full-time job for a paycheck and then the second full-time job of farming.
The farming, yeah.
You know, because it's, you don't do it if you don't love it.
Right.
And so we're trying to make it to where they can love it and make a living. And by purchasing local, from our farmers markets, from our food hub, with everything, bringing that money from the state and federal into our schools, back into our communities, that helps these young, middle-aged, older farmers be able to live off of what they're doing by farming.
Right.
You know, and if we can do that, I believe we're going the right direction. And the support we have from our community, from our leaders, from our community members, we are going in that right direction.
Good.
But it's going to take support from everybody, you know, and really, you know, breaking down the paradigm of farmers markets and fresh fruits and vegetables are more expensive, we can't afford them. You know we can. It's not expensive. I mean, I talk about breaking your budget by going there just because I have a weakness for trees and
right. Right. When you go shopping,
I go shopping to be like, okay, I'm going to take this home, process it, and freeze it to use it
later.
But
you know, I mean, and the saying is, you get what you pay for, right? But we know that when you're paying for fresher fruits mm-hmm. and vegetables, it may be a bit more expensive, but as you've explained, mm-hmm. they last longer, they taste better, they work better in your recipes. I mean, all these other pluses that I think offset any increase that you might encounter. And then,
absolutely.
Of course, with the EBT, Double food bucks program, mm-hmm. you know, that hopefully helps to overcome any of those increases too.
And we also have the WIC checks, which I know, and this is something I haven't been able to verify. So if anybody knows the truth of this or if it is actually going digital, we have the WIC checks.
Okay, the Women and Infant Children program.
Yes, and so that's also a check that they receive for the farmers markets.
Okay.
And the farmers market senior nutrition checks as well. I was informed recently, like I said, I haven't been able to verify it, that it's all going digital. But everyone can still apply for it, but then they will, I don't know if it'll be sent to their EBT card. I don't know the digital side of it.
How it's going to switch over,
but it
is going to switch over.
Right. But we do have those two programs as well. So we have the SNAP Double Up Bucks, and then we have the WIC and the Farmers Market Senior Nutrition Check. So there is supplemental help for the most vulnerable of our community.
That's good.
To get this.
And is it the same? I mean, you get more than the face value of the benefit, I guess, at the farmers markets, or for these other programs?
For the other programs, it's just specific. It's just a one-to-one, but it's a specific checkbook.
Got it.
Or voucher.
Okay.
They use directly there
at the grocery market. Mm-hmm. So that's a benefit for that particular site.
So, and it is good. It is one of those things, and hopefully we can get more. And with the mobile market through the food hub and different things, you know, really hope to get the markets to the citizens.
Right.
Because we always know transportation is an issue.
Sure.
That's where we have food deserts and everything else, and it's due to transportation.
Right. Well, even though we have a market on every day of the week, mm-hmm. except Sunday, throughout San Juan County, there are still parts of the county that don't have easy access to the markets, right? And so that's where the mobile food hub may come into play.
Correct.
And maybe you can do one, I don't know, at Ngezi or Navajo Lake or who knows, some of these places. But I imagine that's part of the conversations that are going.
Yes.
Starting right now.
We've been talking about that, and hopefully, you know, we had a little bit of pause in between directors. Once we get Wes settled in and everything else, really.
Sure. I bet he'll have some ideas too.
Oh, absolutely. I know he's going to have a basketful of ideas and what to do. But we did, with that mobile market and everything, was plan to set at senior centers, because that is also another transportation issue.
True.
And also, you know, it's hard on Saturdays. There's a lot of people at those farmers markets.
Yeah.
And, you know, accessibility
right.
is not always super simple. So the Tuesday right. markets are great. And
I know you've mentioned that maybe mm-hmm. for Farmington people that maybe Saturday gets so busy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can usually find the same stuff on Tuesday.
Right.
But a little lesser crowd.
Right.
At the museum.
Right.
And so that may be an option.
Correct.
And I think I remember correctly, isn't there a pavilion being in the plan?
Yes.
For the Farmington site?
I know. Yes.
I'm just thinking I heard that somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know how quickly it'll get constructed, right. but I know it's
been, in the plans.
The money, I think, has been approved and earmarked and what have you. And so there'll be some changes at that site, maybe not this summer, but maybe in a future
right.
summer. I don't know.
And this is another one of those dream big things, you know, to have a permanent pavilion for our farmers to sell. They have their booze and everything else. And so having to drag in, because I don't know if you've ever been there at 7 in the morning
prior to
the setup, as everyone's dragging out their tents and their cement blocks to hold the tents down and tables and chairs.
Thank
and
you
everything
to Mexico
else.
Wind.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
goodness. It's always good. Yeah, those 5-gallon buckets full of concrete, those are fun.
Yeah,
those
to
are
drag.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what, I don't need a gym.
No.
Just for that reason.
No.
But. And to have a permanent pavilion has been a dream of ours. You know, Bonnie has a great mind, and this is something that I think is going to benefit everyone, because it's not going to be used just for the growers markets. It'll
right.
be there year-round, and so can be utilized for many different things.
And so that is on the planning books, right,
yes.
for the site
yes.
near the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a shaded spot for yeah. the market to set up every yeah. every time.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I know. We were very excited. I got a very loud phone call.
I bet you did.
Yes.
Very enthusiastic,
very
loud
very
phone
enthusiastic,
call.
Happy
yes.
phone call for that one when we got that approved. So
very good. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And I'm forgetting where the money is coming from. I believe, was this part of the Gold King
yes.
Mine settlement funds? Is that where this
Correct.
Is coming from? Okay.
Yes.
But I'm not forgetting where
nope.
it's coming
nope.
from.
No, that is exactly where
but
it's coming
from. But that's
how
we're able to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So a positive thing to come out of that, which
Absolutely.
Is great.
Absolutely. And a positive thing that benefits the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Indeed.
Because like I said, it's the setup for the farmers market is, it's a lot of effort
sure.
on everybody's part, that setup and cleanup and everything else. And a lot of the farmers, they'll split. One half will go to the Durango farmers market, the other half will in Farmington. So they're both taking full everything to set up by themselves. And
right.
so it's a chore. This is a labor of love that
right.
our farmers do for our benefits every
right.
Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, they do it because they love it, and they know that it's the best for our community.
So, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they want to sell their stuff
yeah.
that they've been growing
yeah. Yeah.
for the last few
and working
weeks,
very, so. Very hard. It is even gardening.
You
oh, know,
yeah.
These guys do it at
right.
such a large scale. I decided just to put things in buckets this year because I'm feeling lazy.
There you go.
So.
Well, there you go. If I didn't have automatic sprinklers, I would grow nothing at my house. So I'm grateful that I can put timers on and
yep.
the computer will figure it out.
Yeah, well, my kids are deciding, let's do a half-acre large
oh.
garden, and I just want to cry, even though it's going to be great. I love it. You know, this is something, and we have a whole
right.
household of people to pitch in. But I'm like, oh, I remember as a kid we had a half-acre garden.
Right.
That was a lot of work.
I think it would be.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so these farmers that do however many times that
yeah.
and then harvest it for us.
Right.
So. It's good. They need to be commended and thanked every day.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking maybe at the beginning of the markets that are going to be starting in about a month,
yep.
you said maybe mid to late-ish June.
Correct.
You know, maybe some project for kids would be to go and get them a tomato plant
yeah.
and see how they do with one plant.
Absolutely.
To be in charge of it and water it and make sure it's in the sun and maybe follow the growth of that little tiny tomato as it ripens and gets ready maybe to be picked by the end of the season. Who knows,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. You know, we did, I'm going to piggyback on Marie Johnson for the Farmington Schools, did the Earth Day Challenge and actually sent out a seed packet to every elementary school in Farmington, also Central Consolidated.
Right.
I want to say Cuba and one other schools. I'm so sorry. I'm forgetting one of the schools. So over 6,000 seed packets went out, and it's a cucumber and a flower. And there's a challenge that goes along with that, and the students plant it and then document the growth.
Okay.
And everything.
With the two different seeds.
Yep. And the cucumber, you know, to see, or melon. I think it was a cucumber. And at the local food summit, we present the winner of that. And last year we had one, and the winner gets market bucks. So a significant amount of market dollars to spend at our farmers markets.
Okay.
And it's a great program for the elementary students, and they do. They get to get excited, and they can, they don't have to video it. They can just document it any way to join that challenge. And we know that if kids can put something in the dirt and then watch it grow, they're, one, more apt to taste it once they harvest it and be excited to do it. And you know how therapeutic it is to get your hands in the dirt, you know, and have these kids do that as another form of play.
Oh, sure.
Even.
Right.
You know, instead of just playing in the dirt, to play in the dirt, play in the dirt, plant seeds, and watch them grow. And it starts that whole other generation of appreciation for our land and our food.
Very true. An accomplishment.
Absolutely.
I grew that.
Yeah.
I didn't kill it.
Right. You're not going to be like me, who was like, oh.
So sorry.
Oh, okay.
Next time.
Next one.
Right. But no.
I plant extra seeds because I'm about 50-50
okay.
on my ability. Bonnie has the green. Bonnie and our mom have the green thumb in the family.
Got it.
I do not.
No.
Nope.
Well,
not even a little bit.
But you know that, and you accept it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you make plans to plant extra.
Uh huh.
There you go. Perfect. Well, unlike me, I just do automatic and let it figure itself out. So.
I wish.
Survival of the fittest in my house. There you go. Patience, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
so
you,
excited
Scott.
For the season, and look forward to getting out to the growers markets and the downtown makers market on Thursdays in Farmington. Yeah. And as you mentioned, markets everywhere in the county pretty much Monday through Saturday.
Yep. And so. You can go on, like I said, New Mexico Farmers Market Association website and just go into details. And it has the contact person, the market manager. So if you do have questions about date, time, form of payment, everything like that, they have all the answers for them. And you just mark your calendars, you know, get out there. And I know it's not always easy. I know Saturday mornings are crazy, but we have after school ones, you know, Aztec and Farmington Tuesday. So Tuesday and Wednesday, Makers Market Thursday, Monday, Kirtland, they're all in the evenings. And so after school, take your kids, let them pick out fruits and vegetables. You can go online and find all sorts of recipes. USDA.
No kidding. True.
Yes, the USDA has some great recipes for local.
Yeah, and many times they're at the markets too, right?
Yes, we have a stack of recipes there as well.
So for whatever's in season that week. So
yep, and a lot of I've had the elders our cherry pie, is it sugar cookie cherry cobbler?
Mm.
They handed out their recipe one time for that, and I have to tell you, that was the worst thing I ever cooked because I couldn't stop eating it. It was the best thing I've ever made.
It sounds like it'd be pretty good.
It was amazing. So shout out to them because it was fantastic.
Okay. Well, so, can't wait for the new season.
I know. I'm making myself hungry now.
Right? There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank
good to
you,
see
Scott,
you.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. That's Patience Williams from the San Juan County Partnership, my guest this morning here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.